You know, I look over at the gentleman off to my right, and it's been since 1977 was the last time I saw him. I was doing CBS Television Sports, and I did one of the games, I believe it was on July 4th in Seattle, that was the farewell tour for Pelé as he was going around the North American Soccer League. Pelé, good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you very much, Ron. It's a pleasure to me to be here with you. Then I am here to talk about soccer and to tell the people to keep the ball rolling.
Let me take you back to that day in 1977, because what I remember the most is after the ball game was over with, you went around the field, of course. You took off your jersey, which you traditionally do, and I think you shared it with one of the team players from the Seattle Sounder Club. Mm-hmm. But I remember on the sideline as I watched you go around that stadium, and watching the people in the stadium, the energy that came out of that stadium. Now, you've got to realize, back in the 70s, America, soccer to them was almost a foreign sport in a sense. They couldn't relate to it that well. But yet there was a love for Pelé, love for an athlete maybe they did not know personally. What was it about the Pelé phenomena? Why has that always been the case?
Listen, I think I have to thank God, because the people, they love Pelé. I don't know why. I know just because one thing, I respect people. I try to be in good condition always, to give my best to the people when they come to the field. Then, but besides that, as you mentioned that, in 77, where Cosmo was the big team and then won the championship, I think that time was, you know, the most important moment in my life. Because I came here, the people in the United States, they knew soccer, but they don't know soccer. Mm-hmm. Every family, you know, talk about soccer. And then, in that time, Cosmos, you know, become a big team. But the Liga fell down. But until now, the kids, you know, who that time they should have 8 years, 9 years old, all those kids, today, they love Pelé, you know, they talk about Pelé. This was the biggest gift who I got. You know, this energy is very hard to explain why. The only important for me is I respect people and they respect me. We are together. And today, you see, in the United States, we have more than 20 million kids who involve in soccer, who play soccer. This is a phenomenal.
Have you ever wondered why Pelé was picked to be the ambassador of the sport and to be the man that everybody turns to? And when they talk about soccer around the world, you are the yardstick by which people, other players, and the standard of excellence that is measured, the Pelé standard, in a sense?
I think because I started to play very young with the Brazilian team, you know, my first World Cup, I was 17 years old in Sweden, and Brazil won this World Cup. I was, you know, very young. And then since at that time, you know, I traveled all over the world as ambassador of soccer. And then I think I met different philosophy of life. I met different people. And those people get together with Pelé. And besides that, I have luck because soccer is the biggest sport in the world. Is the biggest sport in popular in the world. This making me feel, you know, making me be well known all over the world. And then also, I have a very easy name. Pelé is very easy name to remember, you know. Any kind of country, any type of language can mention Pelé or Pilo Pelé. This I think is important. This was very important in my life. I think this is the reason why, you know, today everybody knows Pelé.
Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I found interesting about you in your life is that you've worn the mantle of being a role model around the world very comfortably. You have a nice, easy way about you. You have a smile. And yet I know what it's like for professional athletes in general, the demands upon them. But yet you've always been very gracious and very, very easy to take on that role. Is that something that comes from back as a child, or did you just realize at a very early age, these are going to be the demands, this is what I am, this is what I'm going to have to do?
Ron, I think I have a two aspect to analyze this situation. First of all, because I love people. I respect people. You know, I like to talk with the people. The second one, the comparison who I do with the other stars, you know, or other celebrity, a lot of stars, they become well-known, they become famous after they have their personality done. For example, I start very young. My first professional game with Santos in São Paulo, I was 15 to 16 years old. Then my personality was done with all those, you know, promotion, all those, you know, traveling. Then I didn't have nothing to change. This is my life, you know, to talk with the people, to be with the people. I don't feel badly. Some stars, they become famous after they have a 23, 24 years old, or musician. And then they want to change their personality. They didn't accept. This, I think, is the conflict between the other people. This is my life. I like people. I didn't mind to talk with people.
One thing that I realize with a national show like this is that when I hear from the fans around the country about football, basketball, or baseball players, they don't truly understand the pressures that these professional athletes are under. I've often said, how would you like to have your life evaluated on a moment-to-moment basis by the fans, by the management, by the media? And I'm just wondering, while that would be a standard within one country, within one team, within one sport, Pelé had to live up to a standard worldwide. I mean, it was, the pressure must have been amazing, but yet it never, did it ever get to the point that it was awfully hard, that the expectations of Pelé were just too great, that you would never be able to live to those expectations?
No, of course, sometime you lose your private, you know? Then some place where you go, they are more crazed for soccer, for sport than the other place. But I think when you have a, you know, religion base, when you have a family base, you know, because my family is very well known together. I am a very, very religious, you know. I trust God. I know with the money who I get, with the famous who I am, with the big names of Pelé all over the world, I know I'm going to die one day. I'm going to be equal, everyone. Then I think this makes me feel very comfortable. If I am too tired, if I am very, very, very tired, then I stay home, or I'm going to fishing, or I get the guitar, I play guitar, I pass my time. Then when I go outside, I'll be okay. I respect people. I think this is my philosophy of life.
Yeah, one of the things that I love hearing you talk like this is that you bring sports down to a human level, and I think we need to have more of that around the world, and particularly in the United States. When you came to the United States to play with the North American Soccer League, there was some people that said you came as a mercenary, that you were getting a large salary. But in talking to you, I remember a conversation that you and I had, and you said that you loved the game, that you could not worry about what everybody else said. And I thought that that was awfully insightful on your part. Did you actually throw away that type of criticism and just say, hey, soccer is my life and soccer is the game I love?
You know, when we talk about money, today is very, you know, very hard to talk about money in sport, because today is a little different from when I came here. I used to say to the people, I never play because I want to make money. Of course, I come to the United States, I come to promote soccer, I get a nice salary by Warner Communication, because Cosmos belonged to Warner. And then now is a time of life Warner. No? But I came because I have one challenge, to make bigger the soccer in the United States. Because I could play in Europe and Italy and France. They offer to me more money than what I get here. And besides that, I come to play in Cosmos. The team was not too big. We have a hard time in the first league. We lose the game. You know, my reputation. everything, you know, I have to put. Then the people don't realize. For example, to talk about make money in the sport, if I use my name to do publicity for cigars or for drinks, for beer, I make a lot of money, but I never use that. I never make publicity for that, because I know it's not good for the kids, not good for the sport. Then I respect who drinks, I respect who smoke, but I don't do. I don't want to make money on that. That is the biggest difference.
Pele has joined us and you this hour. We continue across the country and around the world on America's sports talk show, Sports Byline USA.